Welcome to Talking Games with Tim and Clayton. I'm one of the two hosts of this show, Tim Dunn. That's my co-host.
Hola, me amo Clayton Margeson.
There was some Spanish-speaking going on before we were recording.
Yeah, I like to carry that with me into the
Do you want to see how far we can go? How much Spanish did you take in high school?
None.
Hola y bienvenidos a Hablando. Oh, was it Hablando?
Yeah.
Hablando see. Juegos con Clayton, Team E. Clayton. De los Nerdologs.
Ah, sí. De los Nerdologs.
All right, I think we're done here.
Me amo Clayton.
Let's bring in our guest. He's always one of our favorites. We've only had him on twice, but already a favorite. You know what? Let's list the favorites right now.
Okay, sure.
Kellen, of course.
All right, me.
Well, you were a host. You were one of the two hosts.
Yeah.
Come on, Brunley. We got to go, Brunley.
Brunley for sure. Not you. I wouldn't
no,
put you
no,
on
God,
that
no,
list.
No. Strauss.
Daniel Strauss?
Daniel Strauss. Oh, fuck. God damn it. Our guest is Daniel Strauss.
Oh, hola, amigos. Bienvenidos. ¿Qué día es? Tengo ganas de hablar sobre los juegos aquí. Vamos a tener un buen tiempo. Está bien. Ahora,
wow.
Mucho gusto. Está muy bien para ser aquí. No puedo esperar.
Dan, are you fluent?
No, I just started in high school. Apparently more than
I didn't take any. I don't know very much of it.
Sure. I passed out of having to take it in college by like 2 points, so
you passed out?
Touched it since
I passed out as soon as I got
out. I passed out
and for medical reasons.
Well, go ahead. John D. raped and murdered my wife, right?
John D.
John D.
I'm a fucking John D.
We always start out the same way. That's what are we playing? Dan, what are you playing right now?
Well, as you guys know, I just finished, and it's fortuitous that we do this at this time because I was on this podcast last year?
Yes.
At this time, discussing Final Fantasy X.
Uh-huh.
And I got the re-release, and I played it again from start to finish.
And it was great.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's better than I remembered it, to be completely honest. Because I remember my memory, you know, 7 has always been my favorite. So I remembered it, like, being like, yeah, and 10 was good, too. But, like, over time, like, the horrible voice acting, like, eclipsed everything for me. And I was like, it probably wasn't that good. I played it again. This thing's terrific.
It's great.
Yeah.
It is phenomenal. And the voice acting, like, I feel like it comes through when it needs to. It's beautifully written. I cried through the whole ending.
Oh, man.
Like, from the second
yeah.
of walking into
yeah.
Sin and seeing Jack, I was crying. Through the end, I was crying.
I remember him being emotional when she's... Do you remember when she's giving that big speech to the crowd at the end?
Oh, my
yeah.
God. Yeah, of course.
We were just talking about this a couple episodes ago. It's the last single-player Final Fantasy we've really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's sad. I mean, I remember... I was talking to some friends the other night, and... You're saying how Joe Walker and Eric Schinzer, now they have to download this, how, like, that was the time where, like, Square and Squaresoft became Square Enix.
Yes.
And everybody was kind of like, I don't know about this Enix thing. I think this might ruin these. And then, like, yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Like, it straight up, like, they made one last, like, they made 10, everyone's like, oh, no, we're good. And then it was, like, everything after that is just like, they're terrible.
And now, I haven't played any of the multiplayer ones. I don't know if those are any good. 12?
They're not Final Fantasy. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Final Fantasy, to me, is, it's a one-player experience, and it's...
Mm-hmm.
An enormous game, and it's some sort of a quest that drives you toward this final confrontation.
Yeah.
And it's not Warcraft.
Right.
You know? It's not Warcraft with chocobos, which is just basically what those look like to me. Right? I mean...
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's one type of mount, chocobo. I totally agree. I was actually just thinking about that great scene, which it's so weird how, like, I'll remember, like, specific lines that game, because it was just really stirring and emotional story. But I really love the scene where you actually see Orin kind of break down and try to, like, stab his younger self, like, when they're seeing that memory.
Yeah.
He just flips out.
It's the only time that happens.
Yeah, because he's that stoic, like, yeah, you see this guy, you know, he's tough, he's a badass, and then in that moment you're like, holy shit, this guy has been through literal hell, it seems like.
Yeah, I forgot the symmetry of him when Titus sees Jack saying, I hate you, and then Yuna saying, I love you. There's such a nice balance there that I forgot that really ripped my heart out. And then, like, you're kind of, and I forgot this because you're waiting. You're like, man, he's never going to reconcile with his father. Like, he, the last thing he says to him before he dies is like, I hate you, Dad. And then there's that, just that one moment of Titus falling down into basically heaven. We don't, because he sees everybody who's dead just standing there. And he just gives his dad a little high five. Like, oh, God, that really good. Well, we already did a whole episode about that. I know, that's the thing about sports, though, dude.
It's the best. It is the most so like.
Yeah,
sports.
Did you play some blitzball?
Yeah, man. Ryder was making fun of me because, and by the way, he came on this thing after me and said a lot of nasty stuff. He's a total prick. He's a total jerk. And everything he said was wrong. He was making fun of me because I was like, yeah, I got this thing, and I finally got to the place in it where you can play blitzball, and I just stopped the plot. I was just playing blitzball. I was like, yeah, because it's so good to be playing blitzball again. And then I got to the end, and I forgot, like, blitzball, like, unlocks stuff.
Yes, like and weapons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, like, you, like, the timing of when you do it is important. So
you
I basically calculated I had, like, another 20 games of blitzball to play to get Waka's ultimate weapon. And I was there was a lot of stuff, you know, at the end that I was just like, forget it. Nope. I'm just going to finish it. Like, I've got two characters who are doing 999 damage or, you know, 100,000 points of damage every time, but I can't beat the Dark Aeons. And I was like, you know what? I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm not in high school anymore. I have to move past this.
What was yours?
I remember trying to do that fucking chocobo quest.
Well, I did that.
Exactly what I was going to say.
I did that. That was a rough
day. You have to get, like, negative time or something like that?
Yeah, the moment I kind of figured out what that was supposed to be, I was like, oh, man. Fuck this, no.
Or, and I never did this one, avoiding like 90 lightning strikes.
200.
200
consecutive lightning strikes. The thing
I did, I remember doing that.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing about the Chocobo, right?
Yeah.
You do it so you can unlock something for Titus's ultimate weapon.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And in the American version, then you just go back to where you fought Unalaska, and you open the box, and you're all, you take it over to the magic flower in Makalani, and you're set to go. Not in the re-release, because the re-release is the international version. Mm. And in the international version, if after you fight Unalaska, you just leave without opening that box, every time you go back there, Dark Bahamut.
Oh.
The Dark Aeon. And if you don't beat him, you don't get Titus' ultimate weapon. So I sat on the couch, I was like, I remember how this game works. 4 hours doing that Chocobo thing, I would say. Probably about 4 hours. I'm like, I did it! And I go, ooh, no, I can't. No. Because he's like the hardest...
Dark
Bowers.
They're so sweet. I never fought them. That's crazy.
Well, they're not in the American one. You gotta get this new one is the international one, which really threw me off, because like you just like go back to I was just like, oh, I'll just go back to Bisei, and I had to pick up a rock there or something. And like you walk in this guy, because I was like, Infidel, and like Dark Valifor just attacks you. He, you know, annihilated me.
Fair to say you didn't jump in X2 or whatever?
Man, I don't think so. I haven't started it yet. I thought about it today, because I went to GameStop today. I was like, should I get a new game? I ended up not getting anything.
Sure.
I was like, no, maybe I should. Like I said, and I was like, I'm not going to play X2. It's terrible.
Yeah.
There's a little video thing that bridges 1 and 2 on the bonus.
That shows how they meet and stuff?
It basically shows, it's, I actually really liked it, and I thought it I wonder when they did it, because the voice acting was actually pretty good, and it was pretty well written, too. I was, like, surprised. I was like, this doesn't feel like the normal, nonsensical dialogue of a JRPG. But it's basically, like, I think, like, supposed to be, like, 2 years after everything happens, and Yuna's just, like, taught herself how to hold her breath for a long time underwater, and Waka's putting on weight, and he's gotten married, and she just keeps repeating to herself, like, my 2 minutes and 50 seconds and a slightly chubby Waka. It's okay. It's fine. Like, she's trying to, like, convince herself that her life is okay. And then Riku shows up and she's uncovered this sphere with the Titus 2.
Oh, yeah, right.
Right.
In it. And she's like, oh, well, yeah, I'm going to go after
her.
And Riku's like, well, hang on. If we got to take you to the city, you're going to need a costume change. And I'm like, you know what? I'm starting to check. I like that you worked that into continuity, but I don't care.
We're going to need to adopt a Charlie's Angel aesthetic.
And there's no explanation of how the third one shows up.
Yeah.
Like, oh, by the way, I have a friend who's going to come too. All right. Well, you didn't bring that up.
You will not have any opinion about it. She's going to be as nondescript as possible.
Paint with a Y? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. YRP, in position.
Clayton, what have you been playing?
Why RP in position?
Oh, remember that?
That makes my blood boil.
It's so bad. I'll play
so
it.
Fucking terrible.
I'm gonna play it.
I paid around the year $2,000 for that.
We all learned our lesson.
Good lord.
Yeah.
We all learned our lesson. Nobody over here bought Lightning Returns, right?
Hell yeah, I did not. Yes, I did not.
Well, spoken as the two guys who met at the midnight release of Final Fantasy XIII.
That's right. Hell yeah,
we were both there by chance.
Yeah.
Like, you hoping these get better too?
Yeah.
It was like literally just a room full of people like praying that it would be a return to form. It was the opposite.
It was really bad. Yeah. Lightning Returns, though, you guys.
Yeah, pick up Lightning Returns. Now on DVD.
Yeah, it's just a movie.
It's not, you don't even play anything.
Christ. It's like Advent Children.
Yeah. Oh, movie. That's all right, though.
I like that.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's
right. Not bad. Children.
It does a few of the things you want to see.
Exactly.
Right.
That's all you need.
It does some stuff that you're confused
about. Who cares
by.
About these guys? Who cares? You know, it gets to the point, you're like, that guy turns into Sephiroth, you're like, great, that guy turned into Sephiroth.
Sure. Can't awesome. Justify Cake Sith? Sure, I get it.
I don't
know. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Just let him go.
I just want to see Sephiroth and Cloud fight. You got a scene with that?
Yeah, right.
No,
yeah.
Aerith shows up? Fine. Spoiler alert. Advent Children spoiler alert. Those stakes could not be lower. Okay, I'll shut up.
Have I talked about Wolfenstein the New Order?
Yeah,
on
I don't
here?
Think you have.
I played Wolfenstein the New Order this week, and that shit is pretty great.
That's a brand new Wolfenstein.
Brand new Wolfenstein. I had some performance issues with it because it's really one of these like NVIDIA only games. Like if you have an AMD graphics card, you're gonna have some problems. Yeah, I play it on PC. So I was like, okay, well, like it should be okay. And it was like a couple of stutters and hiccups now and then, but for the most part, no major issues. What I really, really liked about it was like the stealth component is surprisingly fun and satisfying.
Great.
And what I didn't like was that a lot of the time they would say, hey, this is a stealth part, and then like 3 minutes later it's like, never mind, like, no, you gotta fucking kill everybody.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, that drove me a little crazy, but it also kind of made me like the stealth stuff more because I was like, it wasn't always the only way to go about it. Yeah. It was like a, you know, all right, sometimes you just have to go in guns blazing, especially on the last level, but there are some moments when you can do stealth, and it makes you even angrier when you fuck up the stealth.
It's hard for me to contain myself when it's killing Nazis.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard for me to go stealth when it's killing Nazis. You know?
Right.
You just want to bust the door down.
I just want to, just kill them all as quickly as possible.
But it is very fun to watch, because you play as William J. or B.J. Blazkowicz again, which is so fucking great. Because, yeah, there's so many times when he just, like, stabs a Nazi in the throat or whatever, and it's just like, goddamn Nazis! Like, and you're just like, fuck yeah, I love this. It is so great. Fun. And surprisingly good, like, character stuff. They do a better job, because, yeah, I think I've read this somewhere, it's like, you already inherently are like, this is fine because I'm killing Nazis, but then they also make sure, like, just in case it wasn't already okay, you get to the point where you're like, oh, I can't wait to fucking kill that person, which I always enjoy. And yeah, surprisingly good, like, story and characterization. You use basically the same weapons for almost the whole game. And fight a lot of, like, faceless Nazis who wear, like, gas masks, and they look like hell gas.
Love it.
But I gotta say, I really enjoyed it. And yeah, there is a weird scene where you're in, like, what is maybe a concentration camp, and it's like, is this gonna be handled delicately or really tastelessly?
Yeah.
And actually, it was fine, because they never really, like, they didn't do anything that made me go, like, oh, my God. It was more just like, okay, you're in a place that is maybe representative of this without making you go through some kind of horrible ordeal.
Is it weird that I would kind of want to see that? It would have to be done well, but
yeah.
I'd like to see it explored.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, 1960 in an alternate universe where
the Nazis won.
Over. Yeah, that's the Nazis cool. have won. So it's not like... You can't just say, like, okay, like, this is, you know, really fucked up, you know, people actually lived through this. It's like, okay, this is an alternate universe, and You do get the number tattooed on your arm, which is really, like, when I went, like, oh, boy, what are we going to be doing?
Yeah, then it's just... That's Wolfenstein, though.
Yeah, exactly. Then you fucking kill some fucking Nazis in there, and you feel a lot better.
It all evens out. The first Wolfenstein came with the first joystick that we bought for my computer.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember, like... my dad being like, oh, I'll boot this up and see what it... We had no idea what it was. Like, he turned it on, and then, like, a warning comes on. It's like, warning, this is real graphic. It's like, Daniel, get out of the room. Because I'm, like, maybe, like, seven. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, Alan was like, I'm like, what is it? He's like, it's Nazis. It's like, I'm killing Nazis. Sounds pretty good. And that was it. It got uninstalled from my computer very quickly.
Oh, man. Yeah, you fight Mecha Hitler in the original Wolfenstein.
Yeah, I remember that.
We didn't get that far.
Oh, God. It is the best. Nothing, again, just nothing more fun, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It's like...
dual Gallagun wielding Hitler? Yeah,
exactly.
As a robot?
Yeah.
Anything else, Clint?
I replayed some of Fallout New Vegas, which is always cool. Fun. But, yeah, other than that, I'm kind of waiting on the Steam Summer Sale, which should be coming up, in the next couple days.
That's right.
Hopefully.
As for me, I'm still in Dark Souls 2. I don't think I'm a big fan of this franchise. It's a good game. I just, it's just not for me.
You loved it last episode.
Is that Xbox?
PS3. It's on both. But yeah. Dark Souls 2, the thing about it with me is, like, it's just always a bummer.
Yeah.
Like, there's no light parts of Dark Souls 2. Like, I was thinking about how we just talked about Final Fantasy VII. Mm-hmm. You know how, like, you're chasing Sephiroth around the world. Mm-hmm. But then every once in a while, you snowboard down a mountain.
It's a really fun game.
Yeah, you get little breaks. Dark Souls 2, it's just constant dying and going up against people way more powerful than you. I'm going to finish it, but it's okay.
Yeah, it doesn't have a lot of, like, mini games.
Sure. That's what I was going
for. I would just say that.
It doesn't have any mini games.
I would love if they put a mini game in the middle of Dark Souls 2, and you're like, "Oh, this will be fun!" Like, and you start playing it, and someone just comes up and backstabs you. The moment it happens, it's like, "Oh, fuck me!" Of course, I should have known.
DST, dude.
But then on my iPhone, I picked up Device 6, which is one of the coolest things I've played in a while.
You were recommending this.
Yes, you've downloaded, right? Have you ever heard of this, Dan?
Yeah. I have it on my iPad. I haven't played it.
Device 6 is, it's like a text-based game, but it's like, if you enjoy, like, Lost or, like, mystery stuff, it's so good. Because it's, like, six chapters, and there's, like, puzzles you have to figure out, but they're not so difficult that any one of us could figure them out.
What are you trying to say?
I would say some of us went to good colleges. Some of us went to not as good colleges.
Say no more.
Great. Okay. Illinois, Wesleyan, Harvard, or the Midwest. It's really not.
It sounds good.
Northwestern is Harvard and the Midwest.
That's
right?
Michigan, but doesn't matter. Everyone knows it's Michigan. There's a t-shirt that says it. So, actually, the t-shirt says, Harvard, the Michigan of the East.
Harvard, the Michigan of the East.
We've got a lot to be proud of.
Hey, man. Congratulations.
I appreciate it. You can see it's gotten me very far. I'm sitting in the basement with you guys talking about the video games I'm playing. So clearly it worked
out. I knew Harvard grad would for all be happy to do.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
So the Device 6.
It's very cool. It's similar to... what's the thing that you downloaded on the PC? Stanley Parable. I would say it's comparable to that.
I will definitely play it after this podcast.
Today, though, we're talking about some... we got two things to talk about. One, Dan, you have an announcement. Do you want to get to this now, or do you want to...
No. They got to listen to the whole show.
Got to say it.
But as some people may know, there was a big discussion.
How many comments on that thread?
Tonight we're up to about 500 comments. I pulled my Facebook friends, Xbox One or PS4, and then I wrote next to it, "No bits, please." Because sometimes these threads get a little out of control people doing goofs, and I really didn't want to goofs.
No.
I just wanted to know which system people preferred. And people took that as an opportunity to just do goofs.
Yes, right.
So it's gotten pretty out of control.
Yeah.
A lot of discussion about things that are not related to what I asked. one or two people weighed in and then would make fun of me after they weighed in. So it's really just, I mean, it's like 500 comments long now. But the point is, tonight on this very podcast, I will be announcing what next-gen console I have decided to purchase.
Oh, man.
And I'm not doing it till the end of the show. You have to listen to the whole thing, or, you know, if you've figured out how the Seek function works on your iPhone, Droid, whatever.
You figure that out right now. Come back to this very moment.
But I'm saving it till the end.
Yeah. PS4, Xbox One, maybe a Wii U. Who knows? It's not the Wii U.
I'm not going to buy that thing. What would I do with it? What am I going to do? What would I do with it? I don't have any children.
Yeah, it's like, that would be the way you announce that your wife is pregnant. That's probably the
Not on this podcast, man. Not on this one.
Waiting for my dad's video. Let's talk about Wolfenstein.
Yeah. We were the other thing we were going to cover tonight was E3, some E3 coverage.
Absolutely. Now, here it is, hot E3 coverage.
Four
coming at
to
you.
5 days late.
Absolutely, maybe.
So we figured, I didn't watch a ton of the press conferences per se, but I watched a lot of the trailers. So what did, Dan, what did you see that you really liked?
I'm really excited about this new Batman.
Oh, really?
Drive the Batmobile.
Because you were not a big fan.
As we all know, well, hang on, let's be fair. As we all know, the last Batman was terrible. It was awful. They handed it off to a new development company that regurgitated the same game with not the same voice actors, and it was bad. And we all objectively agreed to that. Tim Ryder came on his podcast and said, I think, basically that. But this new one.
The same thing.
Yeah, everybody hated it. Across the board. But this new one looks incredible. You get to drive the Batmobile. And one thing I really liked in that trailer is getting back to, like, one of my favorite things about the first one, about Arkham Asylum, is the way that they mess with you. Like, when you're first meeting Scarecrow and you think that the game is broken.
Oh, yes.
They did that again in this thing. And I love that. I love, like, them messing with the player and making you think, like, what? There's a part where, like, you're trying to move and you can't, like, they've inverted all the controls.
Yeah.
Like, I love that. You know, that sort of immersive, I mean, it takes me back to, like, that Metal Gear boss where to beat him.
Psycho Mantis.
You had to, right, put the controller in the second port. Brilliant. Just brilliant.
I remember that from the second game with the Ra's al Ghul, like, him using the chemical compound on you and you having these, like, nightmares or daydreams that you have to fight.
Yeah. And they've had sort of spacey stuff like that in all of them, but I really like just like breaking the game. Like I think that's such a great way to mess. And they said I was watching an interview with the guy who was like, we wanted to create real fear at E3, and what's scarier than your game breaking during your trailer announcement, you know? So I thought it was cool. Scarecrow looks terrifying. That thing looks great.
Am I right in thinking the bat suit looks very different in this?
It looks mechanical.
Yes, right.
It looks heavily, heavily mechanical.
Yeah. And is this, I don't know if it said anything about the story. Does it take place after the second one then? Like Arkham City?
That I don't know.
I think it's after Arkham Origins and before Arkham Asylum.
Where did this robot come from?
Well, it's gotta be, so they can use the Joker.
Exactly, right? They don't want to stick to the plot point that they did at the end of the second one.
Because that was great, too.
Which was so good.
It was crazy.
Yeah, I couldn't believe they did it. I still am, kind of, every time I remember that, I'm like, fuck, I can't, that's so great.
It was a crazy risk to take, and it really worked. It was a great game.
And they were like, well, fuck that. Let's give it to a new company.
We'll figure out. Well, I mean,
Did it go back to the original design team?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
Yeah. No. I don't know.
Either that or the other people got better.
Maybe. Kevin Conroy's back.
Oh, yep, nice.
That's true.
Very cool. Clayton, what do you like?
I've talked about this game before, I think. No Man's Sky.
Yes.
It's something I've been keeping an eye on for a while because it really looks good. And
did my research on this one. I thought this might come up. I had a feeling this might come up.
Yeah, you predicted the future perfectly. I am really excited for that one. I just feel like it's that sort of game that's very different and very weird and interesting idea, while at the same time keeping with a lot of stuff that I really like Minecraft and I don't know, Star Citizen, which I'm also really excited about. Another just like crazy like exploration game and stuff like that.
It's virtual reality? Is that right?
No Man's Sky?
Yeah.
I think it has Oculus support.
Yeah, you can do Oculus with it.
But I think it's going to be on pretty much
anything.
I mean, it's massive. That's the thing that blows me away is, like, if you haven't heard about this game, you can get in your spaceship on one planet, just fly to another spaceship, and it, like, randomly generates the entire planet, right?
Well, happens is, at least as far as I understand it, it's all procedurally generated one time.
Oh.
And so the whole universe is created out of basically, like, some programming and art design choices so that it's like we don't have a planet that's like red and then a red sky because that's boring looking.
Yeah, yeah.
But they wanted to basically make it so that the whole universe is created. They don't really totally know what it's going to look like. And the players have no idea. And then you can go anywhere in it. And it's multiplayer, but you never encounter each other. What you do is you will go to a planet that someone else has been to, and it might be stripped of all its resources because someone else was there first. Or maybe they built a giant castle and then they fucked off, like, I'm bored here. And you just find a castle on this universe that someone, or on this planet that someone else created.
Is there an end game? Or an end goal to this?
I don't think so. I think it's kind of Minecraftian in that way, so you're sort of following, just sort of like wherever you want to go.
There are like weapons and there are like...
Because you can fight in the spaceships.
Yes, you can do like fleet battles and stuff
That was in the trailer.
Yeah, I think there's...
but that's not fighting other people?
I don't know. That much is unclear to me at this point. It might be that they've changed that and they are going to... Or maybe you can meet in space.
I thought that you might be able to do
space fights. I don't know if it's like a... there's different factions or something like that, or if you... Or if there's like a multiplayer thing you can opt into.
That might also be it. Actually, that would be really cool, too, if you're like, I don't want to meet up with anybody, but you're still, your universe is still affected by them. That'd be crazy.
It's this, like, I feel like Grand Theft Auto, you know, kind of broke the mold with all their stuff and with this whole, like, sandbox idea, and especially the online, you know, world that they brought up in 5. But, like, at the end of the day, it's like, I go online, I'm in this incredible world, and if anyone comes near me, I'm going to shoot them. You know? And it's like, it's nice to see, like, people expanding on that idea of, like, I'm in an incredible open world, but, you know, let's find something to do other than kill everybody.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly.
You know? That's what and I tried to play Grand Theft Auto 5, and I got about a quarter of the way through it, and I was like, I recognize this is amazing, but God, these characters are terrible. And, like, the story is garbage. And, like, I don't, like, it's the same story every time. It's like, oh, I'm trying to be a good person, except for any time I do anything.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, anytime I let the player play.
Right. Everything I do in my life is awful, but I'm trying to be a good person. It's like, no, you're not. This whole game is just you being terrible. Whether or not I make you terrible, you're terrible. Anyway, that was a tangent.
You know what I just like is like one female main character in one of those games.
Never gonna happen. Never gonna happen.
other things that struck your fancy, Clayton?
Oh, God. There was a trailer, it was really just like a teaser trailer for, I think it's Everybody's Gone to the Rapture.
Oh man, that trailer is so great.
What? It's
some sort of weird first person shooter that I don't think it's like a shooter.
Yeah, though. It's a sequel.
Okay.
Continue. I'll lob that up and he'll know what it's a sequel to.
No, I didn't even, I don't know like anything about it. I just watched the trailer, I was like,
what happens in the trailer?
Well, it's, Daniel, do you want to?
No, you got this.
He's looking it up.
You got
it. What happens in the trailer?
Okay, so it's just, it's like a weird, you're in a field, and there's like fucking glowy shit everywhere, and it's really not clear, at least to me, I was like, I don't know what's going on. And it's just like cool music playing, and it's something about everybody's gone to the rapture, Tim.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, it's very short.
Spiritual successor to Dear Esther.
Oh, Dear Esther!
Oh! That's why I like it.
Did you ever play it?
That explains exactly.
No. Is that good?
Boy, it's weird.
It's very weird. It's one of these, like
Steam?
Did you ever hear of Gone Home?
No.
It's like, it's a game where it's more of an experience than...
Is it the movie?
Kind
of. It's like one of these like storybook games.
Okay. You walk around, like, you read things, you hear things, and it sort of tells a story.
kind of, even with less gameplay than Myst. There's no puzzles.
Yeah. You just sort of... You're really just, like, piecing together the story.
Yeah. Well, apparently this is a successor to that.
Oh, that's cool.
That makes sense.
I might actually play that then.
I didn't
The trailer
play...
was phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's real eerie.
Yeah, it's one of those things that's like, it's so about like the mood and like the atmosphere that's set.
And the title.
Yeah.
Everybody's gone to the rapture. It's like, you see like a bike just lying there and it's like, it's the literal like, I think everybody went to the rapture.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and you're like the last, I think it's, okay. You're basically like the last person. Yeah. But yeah, it's, and you know, I shouldn't get my hopes up like, about a game that is basically like, I don't know what
it
the game
is. It may just be, click and look and hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, but that, I don't know, it got very like, okay, what's this gonna be? And that piqued my interest a lot. I'm trying to think of what else I saw that really interested me. There's like a Doom game coming out I don't really care about. I do love Doom, but like, again, it was just another trailer. This is always the problem with E3, is like, oh, here's a trailer. It's not a trailer, it's like a little movie we made.
Yeah.
And it's like...
Yeah, exactly. It's like, this isn't what
they're doing. It's in-game footage. Well, it's not in-game footage, but you know.
It's the opposite. It's out of game.
Although
footage.
These days, it's with these new consoles. It's, I think a lot of this is pretty much game footage.
Great.
Yeah.
We actually had Kellen sent along some sentiments because he could not be here about E3. It was very poorly spelled.
It was.
It must have been in a rush.
Yeah. Actually,
you want to read it?
All the games look fun. can't wait to play on my console. thank friend Kellen.
But he was saying
baby
that,
cry, Mago.
Sad face.
But he was saying that next year is the year when we're actually going to start seeing these consoles being really cool and them like seeing their full potential and stuff like that. I would say, the first word is just amazing in Kellen's email.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find the right one. Don't one, Nintendo is playing the wrong game.
That's fine.
Microscopic looks completely out of touch.
Okay.
And then the next E3 is going to be where we see huge breakthroughs in what these machines can do.
So don't is Sony.
Don't is apparently Sony. Microscopic.
That's Microsoft.
I think it's Microsoft. I don't know what else he would be spelling with a capital
S. Who's playing the wrong game?
Nintendo is playing the wrong game. I assume he means, like, overall, and not, like, they put on the wrong game at one point. They're like, sorry about that Zelda.
You know what? I saw that Zelda, and it looks pretty cool.
You know what the most amazing part of that thing is?
What was that?
Steve Bloom, this guy, the guy who voiced Spike Spiegel in Cowboy Bebop, this guy can't stop working. Anytime they got a Japanese guy up there talking... It's Steve Bloom's voice dubbed over him. This guy's unbelievable. This guy can't sneeze without getting another job. Great voice.
Wait, that is a good voice. Was he Link?
No. He's the voice. Literally, there's like the Japanese guy explaining.
Oh, gotcha.
What the Japanese guy, the game developer?
I'm such an asshole. A great gig.
He's explaining like the open world concept in the new Zelda, and Steve Bloom is dubbed over.
I was thinking about that because
when we were doing this,
I'm like, it's Spike.
We
were trying to be like water.
The big Nintendo things were the new Smash Brothers and Zelda. I feel like Smash Brothers is always cool. Zelda, I feel like, because Wii U's not doing very well, I feel like Zelda could actually maybe sell some systems. Like,
it looks
people
really
are
great.
Diehard fans of this.
Yeah. And they've also got Hyrule Warriors coming out. Oh, let's not forget.
I
don't think it was
that
E3.
That's exciting,
too. I was real excited about that.
That Yoshi game looks adorable.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
It's like Yoshi made out of yarn.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
Like the Kirby.
It's like that Kirby game.
Yeah. Actually, it looks a little Big Planet-y.
Oh, nice.
But it looks real fun.
The one that I really liked, because I'm a huge fan of this series, and I just want it to be good, is Dragon Age Inquisition. The graphics looked awesome. The story all looked great. I feel like even as they were like pitching it and in the trailers and everything, they were like, look, we know we're sorry about Dragon Age 2. We're sorry that happened.
Let's get this out of the way.
It's just...
we got a new Dragon Age coming out. And this one, I think
everybody,
really
come on down. We got a brand new one for y'all.
It's, it is, again, one of these things where the
trailer, everything looked amazing. I kind of don't know how they're going to do it in PS3 or Xbox 360. Like, I don't know if it's going to look that good. But yeah, I can't wait to play that. How do you guys feel about Journey? No, I'm sorry, not Journey. Destiny. Destiny.
I was just going to bring that up, actually. Yeah. As one of those that I'm like, I don't know
about it yet.
I just don't know. And my friends playing, like, the Alpha, who really love it. And I'm like, how the fuck do you love the Alpha of any game?
I was unaware they spent $500 million on this so far.
Yeah. They're really... insane. I mean, this is supposed to be, like, their new thing, so... Yeah.
I watched the trailer.
Yeah.
Do you guys watch the trailer?
A lot of jumping. That's what I took from the trailer. A lot of jumping,
jumping at you. A little bit of a quirky little bit, basically. It looked like the bit from Tron. Talking to you.
Or the monitor from Halo.
Yeah, true. Yeah. I mean, the thing that I read was like, it's kind of like Halo with a sort of a Star Wars sort of mythology thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It looked pretty cool from the trailer. It looks like a first-person shooter.
Mm-hmm. A bunch of multiplayer.
And that's the thing. That's what sells those for me, is the multiplayer. Yeah. I think I told you guys last time I played this last Halo. It was the first one I actually played the story mode.
Mm.
So the announcement of, like, we're going to re-release all the Halo story modes was the most boring thing. Like, I'm trying to be excited. They're bringing back Halo. I go, who cares, man? I'm going to play this story mode? I can read it on Wikipedia in 10 minutes. The multiplayer is the whole game to me. I don't know, though. It looks cool.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm falling less and more and more out of love with first-person shooters.
Oh, sure.
To be honest.
Or I feel like, for me, it's like they have to be the cool, like, interesting ones, like your BioShock.
Right.
Or,
it's kind of a hook.
Yeah. Portal, not really.
But, to be fair, it does look interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like it has, you know, a real story behind it. And
MMO kind of characteristics, too.
Yeah.
And which only concerns me. It does not excite me at all. I'm like, they're like, sometimes you have to, like, meet up with a big group of people and work together to take down a giant boss. And yeah, I was
like... Anything I'm not comfortable with in real life, I'm not going to want
to
do.
Anything where I have to trust someone, I don't know.
And it's also like, what the fuck are we all going to do? Shoot it? Yeah, obviously.
Shoot it! Everybody shoot it right now. Shoot it now. That's always the problem with shooters, right? Like, it's like, oh man, this is the last boss. Shoot it.
We killed that immortal monster.
Yeah, it's like so anticlimactic. Yeah. You shot it dead. That's why I always liked BioShock. They don't have traditional boss battles ever.
Yeah. If it is, it's like, kill a bunch of dudes, and it's like, I sure hope I do.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Thanks very
much. Feels climactic. Or it's just like, he died. He was old. Like, you chase a guy through a maze, and he, like, slows down. He's like, oh, you got me. I'm real old. You can kill him if you want. And no, I'll just leave him. He's real
he's
old.
He's an old man. He's a dying old man.
Yeah, doesn't seem... Why would I want to get involved in this? Yeah.
Now that I have him here, it kind of feels bad.
Yeah.
He's a human being, and I'm just murdering him.
We saw... There was kind of a trailer for Mass Effect 4. You saw, like, this much of Mass Effect 4.
Yeah, Tim's doing a tiny thing with his hand.
I'm doing a little penis with my hand right now.
Whoa! Tim is showing his little penis with his hands.
We also didn't see any...
God, it's so good. you harpooned.
This is the burn cast with Clayton Mardison.
Oh, boy.
So you get this guy a little bit of aloe vera for that. That's gonna leave a mark.
Oof.
What were we talking about?
What?
Mass Effect 4?
We didn't see any Final Fantasy, the new one. We didn't see any Kingdom Hearts.
No Kingdom Hearts?
No Kingdom Hearts.
Oh. We saw Battlefield Hardline, which don't care about.
Wait, what was that?
That's a new Battlefield game.
Yeah.
That's all I got for it.
Is it future-y again?
Nah, I mean, kind of. Okay. It was also, like, it looked like everything else. I just was like...
What about Bloodborne? Is that what it's called?
Oh, the, spiritual successor to Dark's Demon's Souls.
It's
the new one coming from those guys.
I saw some of that. That does look cool. I forgot that was a thing.
A lot of this stuff is still very under wraps, I feel like.
Yes.
Yeah.
They really didn't show you much.
I really wanted to see more about this new game that apparently is being made by people from Irrational Games who worked on BioShock Infinite and stuff like that.
Yeah, because Ken Levine, like, closed down that whole
Yeah. So a lot of the developers, I don't think Ken Levine's involved, but are making a game called Black Glove, I think it's called. I was kind of hoping for something about that, but apparently it's still pretty early. So I just saw some concept art for it online, and I was, of course, immediately excited when I saw it was Irrational Foes.
Seems like it was pretty early for a lot of stuff.
Yes. It's a weird transition year between these two consoles, and there's still money to be made on PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360, too, because that's the majority of what people have. Did you guys see the mobile game that's coming out that's just the motorcycle level from Final Fantasy VII?
Are you serious?
It's like HD, it like looks great, but it looks like it's just either an endless runner or just a series of levels with Cloud on a motorcycle.
Finally, one of your least favorite parts of the game is available as its own game.
And then
try and keep the truck safe. Can't do it. They're going to come out and hit the truck. You end up hitting the truck more times than you're helping.
Right, yeah.
Then you got to go into that boss battle and you're at half health.
Yeah. But you run for like half a second right before you get that first back attack. This shit saved my life.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy VII saved my life.
No kidding.
Then they're doing that submarine minigame too.
These are being released for the phone.
Oh man.
Oh my god, the submarine minigame was old. Man.
Submarine.
Look, man, I got two words for you. Alright? Mog House. You know what I mean?
Oh my god, that game.
If he's hungry, give him a nut. If he's not hungry, don't give him a nut. The most brilliant minigame I've
like
ever played.
Noise and you're like, oh, it's clearly done now.
It's so funny. He's going, oh yeah, give me another one. And then he doesn't want to go, no. Okay. Oh, I guess I better stop. And then you turn around, the guy goes, oh, that's how you do it. Here's $3,000 or whatever it is. It's so ridiculous.
That guy was having trouble figuring out how that level works.
Figure out how that.
I still really love the part in the Golden Saucer where you go on the date with one of the two of them. I thought that was a really cool
part. You can get
Barrett, right?
Barrett or Yuffie too.
I think.
But you have to really go out of your way.
I'd love to know how to. Yeah, I don't think I ever got Barrett on that fucking thing.
Can you imagine? I wonder if that's on YouTube anywhere.
It's gotta be. How fucking weird. What an awkward. Because there's like the part where you're like looking out over the Golden Saucer. It's all beautiful. Yes.
Wonder if that's online somewhere. I wonder if that's just an urban legend. I think you can get Barrett. Oh, that'd be so funny.
I remember hearing that you could get Barrett. And I was like, nonsense. It sounds like people who told you that you could get Sephiroth in your party from Final Battle.
I think you have to go out of your way to be mean as possible to everyone else. Never use them in your party if it's avoidable. Let them die in battle. Like, you really gotta work hard.
Yeah. And then he's like, hey, you wanna go hit up the town or something? And fucking machine gun in his hand.
People can't take this away from me because it's my hand.
You just making me crazy! You spiky-headed jerk! Just keeps waiting.
I pity the fool!
Yeah.
Don't go on a date with Barrett.
Who are you? Are you?
First black Final Fantasy character you could play.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't want to be racist, but most accurate black character in the Final Fantasy universe. Here's why I say that, because every other black character in the Final Fantasy universe has been, like, a non-character that does not exist.
What
like,
about the guy, what was his name in 13?
He was a bit of a buffoon. He was a step in the right direction.
Jang or whatever his name was?
His kid's name was Django.
I just remember the scene where you...
Django?
Where he like... Was his kid's name Django? I might be making that up.
I don't remember this.
There's a part where like...
Is that
think,
the guy with the afro?
Yes. Yeah, you think he shot himself. There's like the really dark scene where it looks like he shot himself, but he really just like... I was like... If this is the first suicide in a Final Fantasy, I was like, that'd be great. But he's not immediately showing him, and he's like, I couldn't do it! And you're like, you didn't even point at it. It made it look, you're just pointing it somewhere else.
That fucking game. Oh, boy.
I remember that. I vaguely remember that guy, but I do remember hating him, and I loved Barrett. I love Barrett so much.
Barrett's great. Barrett Wallace is a great kid. What happened to giving them last names, by the way? Why did we stop doing that?
Yeah, at a certain point it became like, hey, man, nah. Like
I am Lightning Jones.
Yeah. It was also funny.
I'm Snow Williams.
Snow Williams.
It was funny to see Barrett in Advent Children too, because he had to like look like a real person.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he just looked like a block in the original game.
He's ridiculous.
Big
silver thing on his
head. Yeah, it took me forever to figure out like, oh, he's got a gun on his
head. Oh, it's a gun. He's not just deformed.
Yeah.
What's
doesn't
wrong?
Just have a weird glove.
Weird, yeah.
What's wrong with that guy?
Oh man, the scene where he gets his hand shot off.
That was pretty sick.
That was so fucking sick.
You guys just. You guys want to talk about Final Fantasy VII for the rest of this?
Sure, yeah.
How much time we got left?
We got time. We just got, all we have left is to, you know, tell what System Dance.
Well, I want to bring up another another trailer that I saw for E3 game. I guess it's an Xbox One arcade. I don't know if this is, you're still calling that Xbox Arcade?
Yeah.
I don't know. Cuphead?
Oh, I've heard of this.
It's, animated in the style of like 40s cartoons.
Oh.
And it's, it's real cool. It kind of looks like those old Mickey Mouse cartoons.
Yeah.
And that's like the game. It looks awesome.
Yeah.
It's a platformer, I think, from what I can tell.
That's very, I love what games are doing lately with like different kinds of animation. Did you play Stick of Truth?
No.
It's great because
the South Park game.
Yes,
that's the one I almost bought today, but the price has not come down at all on that thing. You guys, it's still like $60.
Yeah,
yeah.
It just looks like an episode of South Park, though, which is so cool.
It's very fun.
Yeah,
there was a game that was Miyazaki.
Oh, really?
Inspired.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't Bloodborne. I thought it was for some reason. Wait, no.
The Secret Forest?
Is it something
that
like
that? Something in the Secret Forest? Because it looks great.
Yeah, it just looks like basically they're trying to keep going with the tradition, I guess, of Ni No Kuni, of like kind of Miyazaki inspired games. So that, I mean,
and it looks like another RPG too.
It looked like a platform.
It's like a, I think it's like a horror game.
Oh,
like
it looked a little spooky.
Yeah,
real freaky little owl.
Oh boy,
big owl actually. It's a huge owl.
No, owls are fucking terrifying.
This owl was really scary. Yeah,
they're not that wise.
They're just scary.
That was just scary.
What happens when you get three guys in a room who all watch some of the trailers for E3 games, but didn't really do much research on any of them?
We all watched like a couple before we came over here. Like, oh fuck, I got something to talk about.
No, man, I watched a bunch and just forgot about them. That's right, because I would just watch one and be like, I don't fucking care, and like stop at like 30 seconds.
What about
many?
This one looked really fun. Sunset Overdrive.
Wait.
Name.
Okay, this one looks pretty fun. It's like, all right, the premise of the game is that the whole world has been turned into like mutant zombies because of a poisoned energy drink.
Oh my god.
And you're like one of the few survivors, and you're like this goofy dude with like half a mohawk, and like he looks like he like walked out of like the 1980s punk scene. And then accidentally bumped into part of the 90s, and then there he is. And you're just, like, going around with, like, crazy guns, killing big old mutants, but it's all, like, very, like, sun-soaked and, like, candy-coated. It looks hilarious.
Oh, man.
The end of the trailer is he goes, he's like, oh, it's up to you to save it. Can you do it? Of course you can. It's a fucking video game. I was like, all right.
Pretty good.
Yeah, you got my interest.
You got me. You got me on that one. Man, that sounds like a great game I want to check out. Oh, yeah. And Hotline Miami 2.
Yes.
So fucking, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Did you play the first one?
Hotline Miami?
Hotline Miami.
I think it's only on PC. Okay. Shit is
amazing.
It might
be on PSN or something.
You play
like
games on PC?
No. I have a Mac and I play things on Steam every once in a while, which they can play, but, you know. I don't have the money to put into a, like, gaming platform. Gaming PC right now.
Yes.
you play tough. Do you use a controller?
Sometimes. Yeah. On Dark Souls and Spelunky.
I can't play them without a controller. That's my problem.
Sure.
I tried downloading a few games on Steam. Play with a mouse.
Oh, just, you could get, like, an Xbox, like, controller that has a USB port on it for, like, like, $10, probably. Like, a used one. And just plug it in, and it'll immediately pick it up most of the time. Well, I don't know about Mac, but usually...
It's a Mac.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem you're going to run into.
Yeah, that's my own fault. I wanted to be trendy. Wanted to fit in at a Starbucks.
I'll say it again. It's the biggest source of your problem is you want to fit in at every Starbucks.
Tell me about it, man. Well, I wanted to be the one who liked me.
Of course, you know.
I don't know how to offer order the coffee right, and then, you know...
How do you order the coffee?
I was going, can I have like a medium? Like, we don't say that here.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Can I have a Vunti? Oh, yeah.
Vunti. And then you just walk out.
I walk out, yeah. I've left a lot of Starbuckses. You know?
I left my MacBook Pro in there.
Yeah. I was like, I just can't be in here for another second.
Well, I just yawned, so we should should probably wrap this up.
Yeah, you're getting
it's hot,
pretty bored.
It's hot down
it's
here.
It's pretty hot, and it's pretty heavy.
Let's say this. Thing you're most excited about coming out of E3. Damn. Play.
No Man's Sky.
Me, Dragon Age Inquisition. But this frickin' Rapture thing sounds really cool.
Yeah.
Dan, back
everybody
to you.
Everybody's gone to the Rapture.
I guess probably Batman, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's fair. More than fair.
No Man's Sky looks really cool, though.
Yeah,
yeah.
That looks
insane.
Is
so bad. Okay. Daniel Stratford. There's been a lot of talk about it. Two consoles up for contention here.
Yep.
The PS4.
Wii U and
the Ouvre. What's it called?
Ouvre. I don't know.
Yeah.
The Louvre.
And the Louvre. You get a trip to the Louvre.
I have decided which console I'm going to get.
Oh, my God.
And I'm looking forward to telling you guys as soon as we stop this report. No, I'm kidding.
What a tease.
My wife, very nice, a big gamer, but one game that she does love is Little Big Planet, and we've played both of them together, and the third one, they've announced it, it's going to be on PS4. That is the console I've decided to
buy. Oh!
So you did it for love.
Wow.
Well, that kind of was the nail in the coffin, so to speak,
sure,
for me,
yeah.
But, like, I don't need a system that I can talk to. I don't want to watch TV while I play games. Mm-hmm. I don't want to Skype with anyone while I play games. I don't want to talk to any of you people while I'm doing this. And the PlayStation, is about... I feel like the games are more about story. You're going to get better RPGs on there.
Better exclusive games.
Better exclusives.
Yeah. If you just look back at the last...
Oh yeah,
console generation.
It's not close.
Yeah, it's
the exclusives
close. Yeah.
on the PlayStation are way better. So it feels like Xbox is moving this direction of home entertainment system
yes.
that I'm just not interested in. I like to play video games, and I know that they're going to have that whole PS Now thing or whatever, where you can like get all your old games back. So it's kind of I've decided to go with the PS4.
All right. You've heard it here.
Congratulations.
First. Congratulations.
So now, I'm probably not going to buy it for another 2 or 3 months.
That is totally fair.
Have you been doing the PlayStation Now beta by any chance?
No.
It is. So that's the thing where you can stream games.
Rather than download them.
All the games on it, not real good. I mean, makes sense. Because they're all for free.
It's a beta,
Boy, oh boy.
That's comforting.
Well,
and Cuphead is on Xbox 360, which is too bad.
Yeah.
I want to try that Cuphead game.
Sounds great. That's
that does sound like a lot of fun. I'm sure they'll wind up migrating.
I'll show you guys the trailer. It looks real cool. Yeah, that's ridiculous. I'm going to buy a whole system to play an Xbox arcade game. That's probably like an hour and a half long.
Yeah.
That was worth it. Oh, God.
Dan, it was a $5 game.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, dude.
It was my pleasure.
If people want to see you not talking about video games, but doing comedy stuff, where can they see you?
They can catch me at the Second Cities Up Comedy Club, Tuesdays at 8 and Saturdays and Sundays at 4 in the Second Cities Incomplete Guide to Everything.
Cool.
And they can see me some Thursdays and Fridays at the I.O. Theater with the Improvised Shakespeare Company.
Nice.
Clayton.
Late 90s, Thursdays at 8 p.m. Won't be there this Thursday. I'm on vacation.
All right. Okay, no big deal.
Yeah, don't go. Next Wednesday, which is the 25th.
Hijinks,
You Bet Your Life.
Nice.
I have devised an evil game show that Mike Classic, Jude, Ted Murray, and Alex Hampier have absolutely no idea what's going to be on the show. They just know they need helmets and athletic clothing. Double Dare style is what
I told
them. Some all matching. And it's gonna be maybe the thing that gets me arrested or gets us all banned from that theater for life.
Where is it at?
It's at, the Public House Theater, who I am eternally grateful for not listening to this podcast and not, intervening on their behalf. But yeah, it's gonna be violent and, disturbing.
Love it.
Yeah. Best of luck.
This Friday, the Shock Tees are doing, a fundraiser with Goofballs United, for the Comedy Exposition 2014. That'll be really fun. And then check us out at our, Comedy Exposition, show. It's July 20th at midnight at the Annoyance. I think that's everything. Dan, thank you so much.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me, you guys.
Any disparaging things about Tim Ryder you want to say before we go?
No, he's a terrific guy. He's got a brand new show about to open up. Yes. People should go see
Are
Second
City's
new Easy Review.
Are you going to the Friends and Family preview?
The 22nd, I will be there. Yeah.
With the free drinks and food.
Oh, hell yeah, with the free drinks and food. It's always a good time. Owl City.
Clayton, take us out with one of your catchphrases.
Better not, don't.
Bye, everybody.
This has been a Nerdalogs production. For more on the Nerdalogs and our shows, please go to www.nerdalogs.com.
Thank you all. I am GrabBot23548X.